266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the story of a...
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. Deadly weather in Texas as heavy rain and severe storms rattle the state. At least two people are dead. In the Pacific Northwest, scorching temperatures for the next few days. Meteorologist Tony Fracasso.
Over the next few days, we'll see temperatures generally in the mid-80s to low and even mid-90s. Warmest temperatures will be over southern Oregon down to the valley of northern California. Places like Portland, Oregon should reach into the low 90s, and Seattle into the mid-80s.
Legal battles are continuing over the nation's migration policy as the Justice Department is planning to appeal a ruling blocking a plan to reduce overcrowding in holding facilities.
I'm Tom Foti. As migrants now at the border seek asylum and face opposition and hurdles, the new immigration confusion creates new strains on an already stretched immigration system.
One of the things I'd like to see as our asylum seekers come into the United States, we need a lot more immigration judges. And also, I'd like to see them have a permit to be able to work and be able to support their family.
On the front line, El Paso Mayor Oscar Leeser.
Congress and Senate need to agree to disagree and then learn to compromise and compromise, because this is not just a border issue, it's an issue for the United States.
Tom Foti, CBS News.
President Biden spoke within the hour at Howard University's commencement, telling graduates at the venerable, historically black university that his plan to reduce student loan debt is being blocked.
This new Republican Party is dead set against it, suing my administration to stop you from getting student debt relief. The same opposition who received relief loans, I might add, to keep their businesses afloat during the pandemic.
Some protesters called on Mr. Biden for housing and financial assistance. Now to Rome, where Ukraine President Zelensky just met with Pope Francis. Zelensky says he thanks the pontiff for focusing on the tragedy of millions of Ukrainians after the Russian invasion. The pope has been calling for peace in Ukraine. Today is the end of the final competition in the Eurovision Song Contest, but it's taking place in Liverpool instead of Ukraine amid the war. CBS's Remy Innocencio.
We spoke with last year's Eurovision winner, Kalush Orchestra, and they said while it's bittersweet to not have Eurovision in Ukraine, the UK has done a great job showcasing Ukrainian culture. As is tradition, the winning country should go on to host Eurovision in 2024.
WNBA star Brittany Griner took to the court for the Phoenix Mercury for the first time last night since returning from a nearly 10-month detainment in Russia. The seven-time All-Star says, I am grateful to be here, that's for sure. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Two American banks collapsed in the past week. As Eric Tegedoff reports, some consumers are considering alternatives like credit unions.
Troy Stang is head of the Go West Credit Union Association, which represents more than 300 credit unions in Oregon and five other states. He says tumult in the financial market historically generates interest in the local structure of credit unions.
Whether it was with the dot-com bust, whether it was with the activities that led up to the Great Recession, consumers at their kitchen tables started having these conversations more intentionally about who is it that we do our financial services with.
Silicon Valley Bank's collapse is the second largest bank collapse in U.S. history. To get depositors their money, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation has stepped in. Stang notes that National Share Insurance Fund, administered by the National Credit Union Administration, is the equivalent regulator for his institutions and is paid for by the credit union system. Stang says credit unions are not-for-profit and member-owned.
We're not accountable to Wall Street investors. We're not accountable to other forces outside of our membership. And so it's a much different model.
Stang says many of the credit unions in his association have spent the last week reassuring customers and noting differences in their institution's structure from others. He adds a strong financial system is important for consumers, regardless of which institution they bank with. I'm Eric Tegedoff Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson and Walks. GTWLawyers.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. It's Monday morning drive time with Brown and Earl and Brown.
Hey, good morning to you, Gilbert. What's going on, man?
Oh, man, it's going, man. What's going on with you, brother?
Hey, good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Hey, Gilbert, man, it was 75 degrees yesterday, man. You too?
Earl, it was so beautiful. Now Monday morning, it's buckets of rain.
Yeah,
buckets of rain.
and
it's come on, man,
it's not going to get past 50 degrees today. So,
man,
we got to get past this stuff, right?
We got to, man, because you know you baseball lovers is getting mad because it ain't been a great baseball season so far with,
man,
the weather.
Let me tell you something, man. You really ain't got nothing to complain about because you was in Texas. You were in Mexico. You got a break. You got a chance to be around warm weather, man.
Oh, you talking about that cruise 8 weeks ago?
Yeah, I don't care what it was, man. You got a chance to be around warm weather for a whole week.
Earl, in this crazy world, I did not get off the boat. I'm gonna tell you that.
What?
I stepped out, looked out my balcony. Oh, it's beautiful. Oh. Went back to the cafeteria.
Man, why did you not get off the boat?
Hey man, hey man.
You like being on the water?
I didn't want the boat to leave me. So I said, nah, I'm gonna stay right here.
hey, with all the rest of your colleagues, man, the rest of the package, you thought they were gonna leave you?
Hey, man, I don't know. I told you once I get off American soil, my name is Gilberto. Hey, Gilberto.
Hey, man, I wanted to talk. Let's begin by, you know, and you and I were talking about this, and I wonder what the listening audience's thoughts are. Amazon bought the rights to the Thursday night football games. Mm-hmm. For $1 billion. Now, if you're like me and you love football and you love watching it, and even if you don't have to get up early like I get up, Thursday night football games, I wouldn't even watch. You know, because, excuse me, if I try to think of the worst two, the Chicago Bears against the Houston Texans or something like that. That's the kind of games they would have on Thursday nights, Gilbert. And it would get worse and worse and worse. I got to the point, as much as I love watching the game, I wasn't going to watch Thursday Night Football. They never had any games worth watching. Well, now, that $1 billion that Amazon has paid the NFL, now they're talking about something called flex schedules, Gilbert. For people who don't know what that is, what is flex scheduling?
Well, let's put it like this. So first of all, you got to go out and get Amazon Prime to watch the game, right?
Yeah,
because there's like I have not seen a station that says Amazon. So you got to go out and get Amazon Prime. And let's say they're going to force you to go get Amazon Prime, because let's just hypothetically say the NFL put together a game, the Green Bay Packers versus the New York Jets. OMG.
Yeah, well,
everybody's going to go out and get that Amazon Prime because everybody wants to see the Green Bay Packers whoop Aaron Rodgers' butt on Amazon. So there's pluses and minuses to it. But if you're a football fan, Earl, you're going to do it.
Well, I will say this. I think there's zero chance, unless it's the playoffs, that the Packers are going to play the Jets because they played them last year.
Right.
And you don't usually play, right, the way they set it up.
Different conferences, right. you may play them once, and then 2-3 years later you play them again.
Right. So it's going to be kind of
a rotation.
Right?
It's a rotation.
Right. So it's kind of impossible for the Packers and the Jets to play each other back-to-back unless they're in the playoffs.
Yeah, unless they cross over.
Yeah, and they're not going to do that just for Aaron Rodgers, right?
No. They'll do it. You know what, man? If they can find a way to make that possible, they would.
Yeah, because it's money.
It's big money in that game. Oh, my God. All of New York and all of Wisconsin will be watching that game.
You know, man, so what the flex schedule does and what the argument is that you take a game that's scheduled for Sunday.
Yeah.
A good game, a great game.
And flex it to Thursday.
Right. Well, it's different if the game is on Sunday, because Sunday can be early in the afternoon, and people can watch it and still know they got to go to work Monday.
Yeah, but Thursday night is Thursday night.
Yeah. Thursday night is Thursday night. And so there's in this article from the NFL, it says that the Green Bay Packers fans are the ones who will get the worst end of this. Out of all the other teams, it mentions the Green Bay Packers because it says the Packers fans come from all over. It's not like all the fans, let's say if you're in Chicago.
Yeah.
You know, it's enough people in Chicago and downtown where a lot of those fans could come and they don't have to drive 50 miles one way.
Right.
Packer fans come from all over the state. Is it safe to say that?
It's safe to say that the Green Bay Packers are playing the San Francisco 49ers on Thursday night. It's going to be tough in San Francisco, because then all them traveling Packer fans got to get to San Francisco on Thursday night, and then they got work on Friday.
Yes.
That's going to be tough.
Yeah.
That's tough.
And that's why they're saying, and like you said, traveling Packer fans, they travel.
Yes, they travel. Oh, boy, they travel.
And so when they made this kind of decision, the decision was money, right?
No, absolutely.
Do they care about what the players' opinions on this?
No, they do not. We are employees, sir. We got to go with the flow of however way it is. And if Amazon paid you $1 billion, you better get them top billing. And what that's why they say, oh, we got to flex some of these games because they might get a game that ain't nobody in Siberia want to watch. You see what I'm saying? And then so you got to make it good for them. But then again, it's good for Amazon because Amazon now is going to get a lot more viewers because of the NFL.
So the flip side of that, Gilbert, is Amazon takes some of the great games that would be on Sunday.
Absolutely. Flex it to Thursday.
Yeah. So, I mean, it impacts the schedule all up and down, Gilbert. I mean,
NFL don't care. Soon as Amazon say, hey, man, we want to take on that Thursday night, here's $1 billion. NFL say, oh, okay. But we're going to take that game because of all that money. You got to understand, man, the NFL took the, when we was growing up, it was a mystique. It was a thing to have Monday night football. One team versus one team on Monday because everybody else played on Sunday. This is the marquee game that everybody's going to watch. Then it went from Monday to Thursday. And then when college is over, it's Saturday, Sunday game.
So let me ask you, because you played in those Monday night games. What was it, a different feeling?
Classic battles, yes, sir. Classic battles. Us against Frisco, Monday night. Oh, my God. Us against the Bears, Monday night.
So did you guys feel as if this is kind of like a special game, a playoff game kind of?
Hell yeah, Earl, because number one, everybody on the earth finally gets to see the Green Bay Packers whoop the Chicago Bears. You see what I'm saying? Finally. Because, you know, our media market is not as great as New York or Frisco or anybody like that. Right. So, yeah, when we get that Monday night game, everybody's amped because now my grandma can see us play on TV. You know what I'm saying? My grandma or anybody else. Everybody can't get the Green Bay game. So Monday night was a plus for everybody.
You know, and I do remember, and like I said, that mystique was there, Gilbert. That mystique was there. But then they came up with the Thursday night.
What happened?
I don't know, man. You froze.
Girl.
Yeah, you froze. You probably have to reboot. But anyway, while that's going on, you know, those Thursday night games then came into vogue. And it was tough enough watching the game on Monday nights, because then you had to go to work. There you are, you're back. But that Thursday night, Gilbert, you know.
Hey, tell the radio station pay their bills so I ain't got to be cut off like that, man.
Hey, man. Hey, I will let them know. Listen, we got to go to a break. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger and Earl Ingram. We'll be right back.
Monday morning, Earl.
Yeah.
Summer. Treat yourself and find the watercraft you want at Action Boathouse Showroom just south of 59 on 164 in Waukesha. Check out the fun and versatile Sea-Doo Switch with its powerful Rotex Gen engine. Action Boathouse Showroom also has a selection of luxury fishing boats or pontoon boats from 7 top USA manufacturers. The team at Action Boathouse Showroom is excited to help you launch into the sun this season and onto the lake. Action Boathouse Showroom, just north of 59 on 164 in Waukesha.
2020 2020. That's the vision at Holtebeck Eye Center. At Holtebeck Eye Center, they provide the most professional and compassionate care in the industry, from your first call to follow-up after treatment. If you've been dreaming of seeing clearly again, Dr. Holtebeck can restore your vision with expert care and attention to issues like cataracts, glaucoma, and diabetes complications. You'll not only see better, but feel better too. Don't wait any longer. Improve your eyesight. Visit Holtebeck.com. That's Holtebeck.com.
When snack time rolls around, don't settle for the same old. Spice it up with Emmanuel's Mix. Imagine this. Corn rice cereal, pretzels, and mammoth pecans, plus a unique coating that perfectly melts sweet and salty. Emmanuel's Mix Spicy Blend even won first place in the Grand Champion Eats and Treats competition at the Wisconsin State Fair. Now that's tasty. A proud member of Something Special from Wisconsin and served on the sweet level of Fiserv Forum. Emmanuel's Mix. Log on to emmanuelsmix.com. That's emmanuelsmix.com. And get snacking.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a chance for scattered rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 70. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered rain showers again tonight. Lows dip down to about 49. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 58. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 64.
They're bobbing their head, Earl.
It's Monday morning. All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means Mondays with the Gravedigger under the helmet with the Gravedigger. You know, Gilbert, wanted to talk now a little bit about And I lost my Calvin. What is the first round draft choice of the Packers' name?
No, he got a long one.
Huh?
He got a long one.
I forgot his name.
Me too.
Lucas Van Ness.
Lucas Van Ness. So Gilbert, I was looking at all the top number one first round draft picks.
This year.
Yeah. And under four different listings, they rated all the number one draft choices.
Mm-hmm.
And on four different sites, they gave him a D or a D plus.
Mm-hmm.
It was the worst rating of all of the number one draft picks on all these sites. He got a D, and the Packers got a D and a D plus for drafting him. All the others got A's and B's. Why would they give this guy? Because everything that I've read about him, his athleticism, he can run, he can jump. They say he's strong as a bull. Why would they give him a D plus?
The Packers, I think number one, like I said,
and others can look it up. I'm not making this up.
Like I said, I was expecting them to take the kid out of Notre Dame, the tight end. He was just all world at tight end. You know what I'm saying? Big right. Dude. You know, they went out. Went against the grain and got a defensive end first.
But they always go defense
or linebacker or whatever he's supposed to be. Now you got Gary that's coming off an injury. You got Preston that's long in the tooth, they say. 31. And now you got to get a kid that's arguably going to take one of those jobs. So coming into training camp, this kid got to prove himself.
But you say he there's the chances of him taking Gary's job. Come on, man. Gary is what, 27?
Yes.
He's a young guy.
Yes.
I know he's coming off injury.
They think if he's not ready to play game one, then this kid will take a spot until he comes back ready. And then the kid's going to challenge somebody for their spot, which is going to make the other guys work just a little bit harder because they know they got a young buck behind them ready to step in. But the question is, remember like when I told you back a couple episodes back when I said, you've been playing against the dude, the drunk off the stands. You've been playing against somebody's girlfriend's husband or something or whatever. Now, young man, you are coming into the league to play against everybody's All-American.
All pro, yeah.
All pro, everything. So you best to be ready. Now we're going to see, we're going to try to see what Gutekunst saw when he picked him first round, first pick for the Green Bay Packers. Period.
Well, it's pretty clear that there were 11 other teams that didn't pick him on the first round.
No.
You know what I mean?
No. There's the No, I'm going to go down. So you got to see what the Green Bay Packers saw in cuz if you look up and see Earl, when that boy from Notre Dame start killing everybody, we're going to be like, "Oh my God." It goes back to when they picked Tony Mandrich over Barry Sanders.
I remember that.
Oh my God.
Yeah. They've never been able to lay that one down.
Cannot. So they put him out.
Gilbert, it's not like, and then when I looked at all the other draft picks, they got high, they got high rankings, the Packers did, for all these other guys they picked. So how can you go wrong on the number one pick, but all the other picks they got great rankings for?
Just because, that's what I'm saying, because he went against the grain on that pick. Every pick they got after that was supposed to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of what
they said. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was supposed to happen, but the first pick. You know what I'm saying? So these picks is either going to let you know how good Gutekunst was as a GM or how terrible he was as a GM. He's the talent dude.
You know, man, clearly, the Packers are in rebuild, and it's no secret. Yeah. It's no secret anymore. I know they didn't want to say it. They didn't want to come out and say it. But because when you look at 13 picks, and most of those 13 picks gonna make the squad, Gilbert.
Yeah,
guys gonna make the squad.
And absolutely, it's gonna be a bunch of new faces over there. 1265. And you're gonna have to put the little sticker. Remember how we used to do little kids, take the tape, masking tape, put it over top of their helmet and put their name on it? That's how it's gonna be in Green Bay. Put a little masking tape on.
The thing is, you haven't seen this in 30 years. Not like this.
New faces, man. New faces. Yeah. They are projecting us to be the bottom of the barrel in our division.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Barrel lifters.
And Gilbert, but you know it's not just for 1 year. You know.
Earl, I really just like to say you are right sometimes, but doggone it, you might be right.
Hey, listen, we got to go to a break. Phone lines are open. 844-967-2789. Hey, join us. Your thoughts. Under the helmet with the grave digger. We'll be right back.
Five Points and beyond from Southeast Wisconsin and to the world. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Heavy rains and severe storms in Texas, where at least two people are dead after a tornado struck and dozens of homes have already been damaged. Kelly Cass is at the Weather Channel.
We've already had some flash flood warnings. We're talking 2 to 3 inches of rain on the way. We could see even more than 5 inches of rain on top of some of these areas in deep South Texas. Texas.
More legal wrangling over the nation's immigration policy, but border towns like El Paso, Texas, say they are ready for whatever happens now that Title 42 has expired. Oscar Leeser is the mayor.
We know that there's more going to be coming. We know that this is just the beginning, so we are prepared, and that's what we've been preparing for.
In Rome, Ukrainian President Zelensky met with Pope Francis at the Vatican amid heavy security. The pontiff has been calling for peace in Ukraine since Russia invaded in 2022. Zelensky says he thanked the Pope for his personal attention to the tragedy in Ukraine. CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keyes.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Transform yourself and your fitness routine with Soulful Fitness in Brown Deer. With 25 years of experience, Lisa and her team at Soulful Fitness offer personal training in a variety of classes, including nutrition, kickboxing, boot camps, and yoga. You'll find a private, personalized atmosphere that caters to all fitness levels, from personal training sessions to virtual classes and everywhere in between. For fitness that's personal, visit soulfulfitness.com. That's SOLFUL fitness.com.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on enjoymtpleasant.org.
Democracy doesn't have to be boring. Founded by revolutionary German exiles in 1853, the Milwaukee Turners at Turner Hall offer gymnastics, rock climbing, yoga, meaningful forums, training, and countless ways to have fun and matter to Milwaukee. Whether you hang upside down or hang out, they've got you covered. Membership is only $35 a year. Be a part of Milwaukee's past, present, and future. Visit them at MilwaukeeTurners.org. That's MilwaukeeTurners.org. Or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. And because it's Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, we don't just have to talk about sports. Gilbert, man, what is going on in this nation with the continued slaughter of people with these automatic weapons, man? Listen, I don't know. You know, I don't own a AR-15. And if people do own AR-15s, I got some buddies that own them. But everybody shouldn't be able to have an AR-15. Should they, Gilbert?
It's your choice. It's your choice what you do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you do, if you don't, I'm going to still love you. It's your choice. I'm just worried about the killings, man. Texas, man, it's like if it's a gun or if you're sitting on the curb and a car runs you over. Where's the humanity in all this, man? That's my theory.
You know, Gilbert, it's to me, the nation, listen to what this guy said who ran over the people. While local police have insisted so far that they have yet to establish whether the driver's actions were intentional or accidental, comments made by one man at the scene cast doubt on that position. Luis Herrera, 33, who was hit by the SUV on Sunday and suffered a broken arm in the incident, claimed the driver was taunting the immigrants before the crash took place. He crossed the street and he hit the gas and he drove by my legs and arms. And they also said they heard him say, you know, you should get out of my neighborhood. Look, man, you know, here in Waukesha, there was a same kind of insanity where a guy ran over and killed six people, you know, with his SUV. And you never would think that those things would happen again. In this instance, most of these people are Venezuelan. And the driver said he told the people to get out of his neighborhood. Gilbert, something is really wrong, and we got to get to the bottom of what's going on in this country. We know that, and it can't just be that people have mental illnesses, right? I know mentally ill people, man. They're not doing all these things because they're mentally ill, man. I keep telling people, I got a son that's mentally ill. My son would not even consider doing anything like that. So when they blame mentally ill people for these kinds of things, I always say, nah. No. There are a lot of people who are mentally ill and they don't take AR-15s, Gilbert, and shoot up a bunch of people. So the answer can't be, we got to do more about the mentally ill. The answer is why so many people can have these guns. And like you said, I don't know what's going on in Texas. I got a lot of friends down in Texas. Man, and they moved down there because Dallas, Houston, they love it down there. I guess it's the metropolitan cities.
Now, beautiful climate, beautiful climate.
But look at what they give up, Gilbert. You got friends down there.
It's like you said, Earl. It's more than, it's a deeper problem that we need to figure it out. It's a deeper problem. You can't just put your finger on one thing and hide behind the other. It's a deeper problem that, you know, we really need to figure it out before this whole beautiful world that we have goes in the tank. We are the number one country on this planet, period. And we can't figure this problem out when other countries have.
Well, you know, Gilbert, we can figure it out because, again, we got more guns than almost all of the we've got more guns than we have people.
People, okay. Yeah.
And so other nations are not killing people like we are. So there's something going on with the psyche of the American people, some of us. Yeah, this last one, man, the guy took his gun out. You know, hey, here's the deal, Gilbert. I hate to say it, but when is it going to happen at a sporting event?
Oh, my God.
Gilbert, it's happened in churches. It happens in schools.
Yeah.
It happens in grocery stores. It happens everywhere. When is it going to happen at a sporting event, right? Is it safe to say that?
Yeah, I don't want to say it.
No, I'm saying, Gilbert, the sporting event is not immune from having a lot of people. And people, unfortunately, who drink.
I don't think it'll never happen inside the event.
It can happen anywhere.
Because security is so tight.
Right.
Outside at the gate or around surrounding areas, it could happen. It could happen. Inside, I would be shocked.
Right, it can
if
happen.
It could happen inside.
Yeah, because they check you with metal detectors and all that stuff when you come in.
Yeah.
But
they
can't check your car.
No.
Right?
They cannot. They cannot. Even they, you know, you go over to Lambeau Field. I mean, they got the barriers. So if you're standing in line for the most part, if you close by the gate, you can't do nothing because the barriers are there.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? But outside them barriers, in different areas, it's soft areas that can happen.
You know, Gilbert, it's every week people are getting killed like this. Every week, you know, I mean, you can't go to a mall, man, right? You can't go to a mall. And I don't know. How can you prevent that? You can't prevent some guy from walking into the mall, Gilbert. They're all kind of doors, right? Entrances.
Yeah.
You don't have security at every entrance. You can't afford that.
Earl, I believe this last cat at the mall, I think they showed a camera where he just pulled up and got out and started shooting.
That's
me and you walking in the five guys on at the food court going to get a sandwich, and guys start shooting at us.
Yeah,
for what?
So
what did I do to you, homeboy?
That's the point.
Yeah.
That you can't prevent it.
No, you can't.
You know, that's just the reality of it. But why is it not happening in other countries, Gilbert? That's my point. We can't prevent it in America, but it's not happening like that in other countries. What's happening in America, Gilbert, that's different? And I know there's no straight answer for it. Different. That, you know, that it doesn't happen elsewhere. Come on, man. It ain't happening in Canada. It ain't happening in England. It ain't happening in Italy. It's not happening in France. It's not happening in Germany. It's not happening in Poland. It's happening in America. But we should be able to do something about it, Gilbert. Look, man, we lead the world in everything. How come we can't lead the world in coming up with a solution to why all these people are being killed? And I know, well, you know, people have a right to own guns.
Yeah, people got a right to do. Earl, this is all past my pay grade.
Yeah, I know, but it's under the helmet with the grave digger. So
past my pay grade. So I mean, all I can say is, man, is that the humanity. I mean, just listening to one of the guys say, I went up to help this girl that was in the bushes, and she had her hands over her face. And he pulled her hands down, and she had no face. Can you believe that? Can you believe that, Earl?
No, man, that...
Where's the humanity in that? I don't care about who does what guns does this, who... I don't care. The humanity of it is to when you walk... And that's the real part of it, Earl, is when you walk up to a young girl that's... I'm coming to help. Right. And I pull her hands down, and she has no face.
You know, Gilbert.
Let's get real, brother.
Yeah, man. You know, so what we do know is this, Gilbert. We know that this coming week is going to be another one. and another one and another one. And so we can't have our elected officials say we can't have this discussion amongst them. They have to be able to work this out. Democrats and Republicans. And Republicans can't say, well, we can't talk about the gun. I mean, that's ridiculous. You can't talk about the gun. The gun, people with guns kill people. So you can't say we can't talk about the guns and we need to focus more on mentally ill. Well, Gilbert, okay, I agree. We need to focus more on mentally ill. But if that's the case, why aren't we putting enough money in to deal with the mentally ill people in the society? You can't, it's got to be one, or it can't be one or the other. It's got to be all of those things. And because what you just said about the young girl's face, man, people hear that, man. People are hearing that and their hearts are broken. Let's go to CJ. CJ, good morning. You say what?
Good morning, Earl and Gilbert. I really wanted to change subject.
Okay, what do you want to talk about? Well, go ahead.
I was going to talk. But, you know, first football, I was amazed to see a statistic, and I'm not sure the exact amount, but most of the rosters, 60% of them, the teams, were made up of the sixth and seventh round picks. And that blows me away. So these first rounders, tremendous potential, but most of the squads aren't made up of them. And I think that's pretty amazing. As far as the shootings go.
So hang on, CJ, because sure. Gilbert has an answer for why most of the rosters are made up of sixth and seventh rounders. Gilbert?
I wouldn't say just sixth and seventh. Most of your bona fide guys are coming in the second and third rounds. Second and third rounds are the guys that, you know, really, you know, if it was flip-flop, would be first rounders. You know what I'm saying? A lot. If you right. go and you look at most of the hard, of course, some of them guys earn that number one strike. But if you go and look, most teams are second, third, fourth round guys.
But what he's saying, Gilbert, about the sixth and seventh round, and you said this to me before, is because when you pay all that money for the top round guys.
Yeah.
You know you've got a salary cap,
right?
You gotta you know get what you can get with what's left, right?
Absolutely, and the lower level guys are the ones that's really gonna put out because they want to they making a team every day of their life. They got to try to make the team every day of their life, so you're gonna get the best out of them every day.
Listen, got to go to a break, CJ. Hang on, 844-967-2789. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Wachs, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Democracy doesn't have to be boring. Founded by revolutionary German exiles in 1853, the Milwaukee Turners at Turner Hall offer gymnastics, rock climbing, yoga, meaningful forums, training, and countless ways to have fun and matter to Milwaukee. Whether you hang upside down or hang out, they've got you covered. Membership is only $35 a year. Be a part of Milwaukee's past, present, and future. Visit them at MilwaukeeTurners.org. That's MilwaukeeTurners.org. Or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy this afternoon with a chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 70. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered showers again tonight. Lows dip down to about 49. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 58. Cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 64.
You know me. Are you comfortable? Oh, yeah. Make it right. Uptown. Heavy D, y'all. In the house. Once again.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number, under the helm with the Gravedigger. So, Gilbert, so the Packers have clearly this change that we've seen. Gilbert, you still with us?
I'm here, bro.
Okay. This complete transformation, almost not complete, but they're going to be transforming his roster, and younger guys are going to get an opportunity to play, and so the Packers, you don't overhaul a roster in 1 year and start rebuilding in 1 year. It takes several years, and again, the Packers haven't done this in 30 years. So next year, it's safe to say they'll get some high draft picks. The great thing about the NFL is the lower you finish, the higher the draft picks you get. But you know, Gilbert, that's not all. That doesn't always work, because the Lions and the Bears have been finishing low forever. The Cleveland Browns, they've been finishing low forever. But Gilbert, they keep getting high draft picks, so you can make mistakes in drafting, right?
Absolutely, Earl. And here's the thing that's crazy. Now, the preseason games are becoming more important for us.
No question.
You see what I'm saying?
Because three of them now? Three of them?
Yeah. Before, we didn't care about preseason games. All we cared about was getting them through, not getting nobody hurt.
Right.
Now, we got to evaluate the talent that we put out there against different competition to see if these guys are worth anything. So now preseason means a lot to us.
You know, man, I hadn't even thought about it like that. But really, what are they? Is there three preseason games now? I think it's three or four. Yeah, I think it's down to three. But the
point is, I think when I played, it was four or five.
And before that was six. I remember they had six preseason games. But
wow.
But Gilbert, when you're rebuilding, you're right.
Yeah.
Playing against one another during, you know, the week. I see you shaking your head.
Yeah, it's kind of like, no, what I'm saying is kind of, it's a lot of brother lawn out there.
Right.
You know, you need to get somebody out there
that
with somebody that's going to take your head off.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can't evaluate. I mean, practice is practice. You know, you're getting better. You're doing this, that, and the other. When you're trying to evaluate talent, you got to put talent versus talent out there to see what you got.
So we're saying all this, and what we're really talking about is going to be a long haul. The Packers kept not rebuilding under Rodgers, and a total rebuilding under Rodgers and your boy, I keep forgetting his name.
Quarterback. Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Rodgers and the other
Jordan
guy.
Jordan Love.
No, the other
Who?
Guy. Your quarterback.
Brett Favre.
They didn't have to. They never went to rebuilds, total rebuilds. In 30 years. Man.
No.
People, this is what I'm trying to get people to understand.
This year we pushed the reset button.
For the first time in 30 years, Gilbert.
Yeah, for the first time in 30 years, we pushed the reset button.
Hey, Gilbert, 30 years. My hair was
black. They got us. They got us right now projected to be at the bottom of the barrel.
The only thing
that's gonna push us from the bottom of the barrel is the heart and talent and the tradition of the Green Bay Packers. That's the only thing that's gonna lift us back to the top.
Well, let me ask you, because you still got the nucleus of a good defense, right?
Yep.
I mean, really, you got to.
Yeah, we don't got all the pieces there either, though, Herb. We don't have all the pieces nowhere. We got top guys in key positions, special teams. Yeah. They resigned old boy back. You know, we get Gary back. I mean, you got Kenny Clark. I mean, D-line, you know. Offensively, you know, we waiting to see what quarterback comes out, Jordan Love, you know, receivers. You know, we got two dog running backs. I mean, come on. We got two of the best in the league. Is that offensive line ready to let them be the best in the league?
You just signed the big boy, number 74.
Yeah, but he can't do it by himself, bro. You got to run left to right. North and south. You got to do that. And if you ain't got, I always tell everybody, I don't care who you got. If you ain't got the big boys up front doing what they supposed to do, you going to suck.
Well, it's not like the Packers, Gilbert, didn't address that over the years. They always would draft offensive linemen because they wanted to protect Aaron Rodgers. They didn't lose all those guys, did they?
No, they did not. No, they did not. But are they going to be there for 16, 17 games? That's the question.
That's for any of them, right?
Yeah. But our track record is that are they going to be there for 16, 17 games? Bakhtiari just got back.
Yeah, but
he didn't play a full season.
Yeah, but
he should be one of our best offensive linemen. Hey, period.
Bakhtiari is longer tooth in the NFL. He kind of an old guy.
But he's still a bad man, though, Earl. You ain't going to just get around him. No. It's sometimes I'll take that over so, just somebody so let, young so and
let,
dumb.
Let's put it in this perspective, Gilbert.
Yeah.
Let's say Gilbert Brown in his heyday against mm-hmm. Bakhtiari in his heyday.
Okay.
Who wins that?
Earl, that's different.
He ain't listening. Different position.
But see, no. Let's see. But see, that's kind of different position for me because he's a tackle. I'm an inside guy. But if you put us on a board, they know what it's called. You know that board we used to put in practice,
right?
To see who knock each other off the board.
Yeah,
I beat Bakhtiari 10 times out of 10.
In your heyday, and in his
heyday. In my heyday, I beat him 10 out of 10, homeboy.
Hey.
And put my shovel in my back pocket.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
And your name up on that wall of fame at Lambeau Field, it kind of backs you up.
And two Super Bowl appearances, too.
Yeah. That kind of backs you up. Look, man, we got to run. Hey, it goes too fast, Gilbert.
It sure do, man. I want to leave the day with the word that I said before: humanity. Check your humanity.
Hey, man, I agree with you 100%, man. Love you, man.
Love you too, bro.
All right, man. We got
you too, Calvin.
Hey,
you too, Calvin. Calvin sound like a commercial. I love you guys too, man.
We'll be right back.
Images are everywhere, on iPads, cell phones, or the cloud. In fact, everywhere but where you can find them. Mike Crivello Camera and Imaging Center has the solution to this problem. They're called pictures, and we print them right from our website. And you order them online at MikeCrivellos.com. And they look magnificent in your photo album.
Mike Crivello's world is a wonderful world of cameras.
It's not a picture till it's print.
When it comes to hair and makeup artistry, there is only one salon that you need, Raven and Blonde. Their stylists are passionate about their work and committed to giving you the best service possible. From precision cuts to perms, balayage to dimensional color service and more, the Raven and Blonde stylists do it all. Book your appointment today at ravenandblonde.com. That's Raven and Blonde.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the story of a very special...